This is Jane Durrell. A Photographer's Guide to Ohio, Volume 2, has just appeared, following author Ian Adams' extremely popular first volume on the subject, which came out in 2011. Adams is both photographer and naturalist, and combines his knowledge of both fields to give practical assistance and good ideas to all those who venture out into Ohio's natural beauties, camera in hand. He is a practical writer, visiting 40 different sites here, as he did in his first book, with particular advice for each. It goes without saying that the book is profusely illustrated with his own splendid color photographs. Adams' first chapter gets down to business immediately with an overview of digital landscape and nature photography. Its organization suggests the kind of practical information he has to offer. First, pick an interesting or beautiful subject. Then, choose optimal sharpness or depth of field, the correct exposure, what sort of lighting will be best here, and work out a strong composition. This is not exactly point and shoot, but if you want something more than a quick but incomplete reminder of beauties enjoyed, this is the way to go about it. The second chapter takes on natural areas and preserves and how to find them. Ohio does not flaunt its natural areas, he tells us, but goes on to make plain that that doesn't mean it has none. He writes about Adams County and Adams Lake State Park, the Beaver Creek wetlands, which are located within the triangle formed by Fairborn, Xenia, and Dayton, and Hocking State Forest, among other places. Hocking State Forest provides the setting for his striking cover photograph, Big Pine Pillar, in which a mossy slab of hard stone is balanced atop the pillar formed by eroded softer stone. Eventually, the softer rock will weather away and the upper piece will topple off its pedestal, but his attention-capturing picture, of course, will survive. Both scenic rivers and scenic byways rate chapters of their own, and in them, in particular, one wishes the size of the book could allow a larger format for Adams' own beautiful photographs. He includes a rueful reminder that photographing rivers, especially from a canoe or a kayak, carries the clear and constant danger of getting your equipment wet. This is not something you want to have happen, as Adams learned the hard way. When traveling scenic byways, he suggests going from east to west in the morning and the opposite in the afternoon, as the light will come from behind and photography possibilities will be quickly recognizable. Among other practical tips, he reminds his readers that the light early and late in the day is best for photography, as long shadows set off just about any scene. Zoos and public gardens are other inviting settings for photography, with the animals in zoos providing appealing, if sometimes frustrating, subjects. A photographer can't tell an elephant or a giraffe to move a little to the left, for instance, so must adjust to whatever the animals themselves happen to be doing. Adams has this problem well in hand. Judging from a gorgeous portrait of two pink flamingos in the Columbus Zoo and a lion in the Cincinnati Zoo that he captions, tongue-in-cheek, "Lion Doing Yoga." The lion's forelegs are stretched out in front as though yoga might indeed be what it has in mind. The chapter on holiday lighting displays opens with a picture of the Cincinnati Zoo's Festival of Lights, a magical appearing scene. I personally would despair of photographing it, but Adams chooses to incorporate reflections in the zoo's lake to excellent effect. Another photograph from the zoo's festival appears farther on in the chapter. A chapter on recording buildings, murals, and events closes the book and is equally useful in its practical advice. Don't take your tripod to special events, for instance, as tripods attract attention, usually the last thing a photographer wants, and in any case are not as needed as in earlier days. Now, he says, a wide-angle zoom lens will meet most needs at outdoor festivals or shows. A mural should be photographed in its entirety, And if your camera is tilted 90 degrees to the plane of the mural, perspective problems will be diminished. The book is chock-a-block with this kind of specific information that can save the reader untold time and disappointment in working it out alone. But even if you don't expect to point a camera yourself, you might enjoy A Photographer's Guide to Ohio, Volume 2, by Ian Adams, simply for the handsome pictures on just about every page. I certainly did. Ohio University Press is the publisher, as it was for Volume 1. More information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.